Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour will focus on the 1960s and the 1970s, and we'll hear from Martha Reeves of the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, the Four Tops, the Isley Brothers, the Spinners, the Commodores, and Diana Ross, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
It takes two, baby. come true. Just take two. Special treat. Two can make that single move. It's something really kind of sweet. Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight thinking that it's really nice. But two walk in the hand in hand, it's like adding just a pinch of spice. Yeah, it takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Oh, baby. And the only way to get free of this great big onion
to plant love seeds until it dies.
Uh-huh. Hey world, we got a great big job to do. Yeah, we need you and everybody pull us through. Oh, you know we got to clean up this place and reach for our highest. Oh yeah.
Yes, we do.
Motown memory from the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That song was called The Onion Song. It did not chart in the United States, but it reached number 9 in the UK in 1969. Before that, Marvin Gaye teamed up with Ken Weston, It Takes Two, a Motown memory's favorite song, reaching number 14 in 1967. And we started with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street, one of their signature tunes, number 2 from 1964. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring some great Motown songs from the 1960s and the 1970s. Well, coming up, a song that was the first charting song in the UK by the Four Tops, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever. while the writer Ivy Joe Hunter managed to steal the Four Tops away from the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland for the song coming up, and for all the right reasons. It's a blistering, good, anchored song by a super funky track featuring the unique drumming of one of its teenage composers, Stevie Wonder. Yeah, Stevie Wonder is doing the drums on this tune. Well, the great Motown backup group called the Funk Brothers, one of the founding members, Jimmy Jamerson's bubbling bass line, is full of notes and sudden stop beats. It's a great song by Levi Stubbs for his song range. So let's hear it. The Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Isley Brothers with a great song, did not chart in the United States, but reached number 13 in the UK from 1966, Put Yourself in My Place, and we start with the Four Tops, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, a number 45 tune in the US, number 21 in the UK from 1966. This is Motown Memories, and coming up, a group that was known in the United States as the Spinners, but in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, because there already was another group in the UK called the Spinners. Coming up, It's a Shame. Well, Stevie Wonder co-wrote this song with Lee Garrickson and Stevie's wife at the time, Syreeta Wright. And they worked it alongside Stevie's great hit of Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, I'm Yours. Well, the combination of Wonder, Garrett, and Wright turned out two great smash songs in the matter of a few weeks. Stevie produced both tracks, and their success gave the 20-year-old performer significant credentials. It was good for Stevie, it was good for his Motown contract, because it was up for renewal in under a year. It was also good for the Spinners. The veteran Detroit vocal quintet hadn't seen a chart hit since a song called Truly Yours was a hit in the spring of 1966 on the rhythm and blues charts. And the last time they entered the top 40 in the United States was with a song called I'll Always Love You back in 1965. While Stevie Wonder had become tight with the new lead singer, G.C. Cameron, Stevie loved his voice and he crafted It's a Shame especially for him. Well, Cameron cut his sparkling invented lead in one take down to the startling falsetto at the end. Well, here is It's a Shame right here on Motown Memory.
how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose what suit she used? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand, 'cause she's a big house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Oh, like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brick house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy ways, make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah, yeah.
With Tom Fallon.
And made me cry again.
Diana Ross, on her own after leaving the Supremes for almost a year when the song was recorded. It reached number 63 in the United States, a disappointment, but it reached number 1 in the UK in 1971 called I'm Still Waiting. Before that, one of the signature tunes from the Commodores featuring Lionel Richie, Brick House, number 5 from 1977. And we started with the Spinners, or in the UK, the Detroit Spinners with It's a Shame, number 14 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This half hour, we featured Motown songs from the 1960s and the 1970s. Well, coming up the next half hour, we'll advance to the 1970s and 1980s. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.